Speak of the devil, there he is, right there on the Revolution Hotline, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Moore.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi, buddy. What are you doing?
I am actually leaving a nail salon. I just picked up my wife and my two little ones, man. It's already started.
Justin, do you get your nails done? Have you ever had a manicure or pedicure?
Lord, no.
Really?
No, my dad would whip my rear end.
Sister, he goes to mud holes and drinks cold beer, and he takes care of his ladies. That's what he does. Oh, boy. Not taking very good care of that
kids.
One.
Yep. You hear screaming kids. It's fine.
Well, yeah, you have to give up your country card and your man card if you get a manicure. I, on the other hand, I love them, so. But
do you really?
No, I've never had one. I'm just kidding. But I would. I'm not opposed to it. I just have never taken the time.
Have you ever had – this is a debate we've had before, Justin. Have you ever had a massage?
You know what? I never have had a massage.
You're too bony to have a massage. You wouldn't enjoy that.
You know what? My wife keeps telling me I would like it and I should do it. But I'm a little weird about a perfect stranger touching me.
That's me.
Anywhere.
And I don't care if it's a chick or a dude. One time they sent me down to do a thing in Hot Springs to promote all the cool things. And I was doing like, what's the paragliding deal, whatever you call it, the parachute thing behind the boat. What do you call that?
Paragliding.
Yeah, whatever.
Parasailing.
I don't even know the name of it. Anyway, so I parasailed and I did this and I went to the bathhouse. And all of a sudden I'm getting a massage on tape and I'm thinking, there's a dude rubbing my shoulders. I'm terribly uncomfortable with this. But honestly, like you said, if it was a chick, I'm still uncomfortable. I don't even know this person. Stop touching me.
Next time you go to like a place like in Mexico or something like that and you go to a resort and all-inclusive, you should really try it. That's the most legit
don't
place
get me
to
wrong.
Get one.
If I've had four cocktails and I'm laying next to my wife who is also getting a massage, then I'm totally down. But otherwise, I'm weird.
Yeah, I'm the same way. A lot of the big tours that we've been on, they'll have people out there every day, and they're people you actually kind of get to know, and they're like, just come in, Justin. I'm like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I could relax.
No.
Actually enjoy it.
But you will be relaxed this week. Tomorrow night, it is a free concert, 7 o'clock. It is in Lot 56 at the University of Arkansas campus. And let me tell you something. You got two loves coming together here. You got Razorback football and Justin Moore. And, man, this has got to be a thrill for you because you are a devout Razorback fan. And when Tiger Bay calls in, you text me and tell me to hang up on him. I mean, you are a guy who takes it very seriously.
I do. And just to touch on that idiot. I can see why you love your team. I love my team, regardless, good or bad. I just don't understand why, and this is, I guess, good for you, Justin, but why don't you go listen to a show online about the LSU Tigers?
Mm-hmm.
Stop listening. It's probably not good for me to tell him to stop listening for you, but
no, I like him to listen. It's for the same reason that the liberals listen to Rush Limbaugh, so they can get mad about stuff. It's just the way
I guess
it is.
Right.
Yeah, but it's okay.
But on to more positive things. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend, man. It'll be a blast, you know, for me to get to, like you said, marry two things that I love so much together: country music and the Hogs. Man, it'll be awesome. I'm thrilled to be able to do it.
Well, all I know is this. If something goes wrong and they lose on Saturday, you're not going to be invited back. Is this a game that they should win going away?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You say I'm going to be relaxed this weekend. I'll be relaxed when we're up about 21 points.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vegas number is 22. I bet they win by 35. I feel very good about this week. I do want to point out to people it is a free concert. I'm assuming there will be beverages for sale.
No. Did you not read?
You can't bring, but I'm assuming somebody will have beverages for sale out there, but you cannot bring your own. You cannot bring a backpack, a laser pointer, because Justin gets very distracted by laser pointers. Coolers.
You got to get juiced up before the start, like a game, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So there's no beverages for sale either, or are there? Do you know?
I'm the worst person to ask. I have no idea. I
bet
just kind of go and do when they tell me to go and do.
Listen, you drunks.
It's a lot like being married.
This is true.
Come, pick me up at the nail
salon.
Show up
and play some music.
That's it. You know how Brett Bielema does it. He was talking about that the other day. He said he wanted to, he didn't know he had to ask his wife before he bought a car, and he bought a Jeep, and she was like, really? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to ask. So.
Well, he's new to the whole marriage thing.
It's true. Justin's been married. How long have you been married now?
6 years this month.
Is that right?
Congrats.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. And we've been together for, I don't know, 11, 12 years, something like that. So,
yep. Well, long enough to have a couple of kids, that's for sure. No explosives, guns, knives, weapons, or tobacco either. I just wanted to point all that out. But anyway, it's Lot 56. It is a free show. And this will be the last show you play before your new album comes out next week?
We're doing some some promo stuff, some promo shows, and some press stuff. But I get this will be the last, fan, interacting show. That wasn't articulated well. But
no, but I know what you're saying. The last fan show thing yeah. before the
comes
time.
Out, yeah, it comes out Tuesday, September 17th. So I'm excited about it. You know, it's my third album, and this I feel a little more comfortable with the whole process than I have in the past. And I'm excited about this album. I've prided myself in continuing to do traditional country music in the wake of all the different styles of country music, and I feel like we continue that on this album. But
yeah, because you know Tim McGraw, he gets a manicure for sure.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Hey, I ain't gonna mess with him. He's jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked now, isn't he?
I seen him about a month ago. We're on the same record label. I seen him about a month ago, and I was going, my Lord, man.
That's what happens when you quit drinking. You have to find another.
Yeah, he's addicted to working out now.
Yeah, next addiction.
It's better for him. Apparently. Off the beaten path. So what did you learn from doing the first couple that you try to do differently this time that made things go smoother for you?
You know what? I don't know that I tried to do anything differently, but I did. It's a long, grueling, stressful process, but it's a lot of fun. I think I made myself enjoy the whole process more instead of stressing out as much as I have in the past. You know, I think I have more confidence with this album as well because of the success of both of our first two albums. I go, all right, Justin, it's working. Just enjoy it and stop stressing about every little thing. And, you know, every time you put a song out, you go, oh, gosh, is it going to get top 20? Is it going to get top 10, top 5, et cetera? I've kind of not worried about it as much this time. I've just tried to enjoy the success as opposed to freaking out about it.
Justin Moore joining us on the Revolution Hotline. The new album comes out next week. He will be playing a free show tomorrow night in Fayetteville. Off the Beaten Path is the new album. Talk to me about a couple of these songs. I know you've got a couple of duets on this one, and I was watching something online today that my buddy Adam Hambrick had tweeted out that you had actually talked Miranda Lambert into this this duet a couple of times. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, Adam actually wrote that song.
Yeah,
he's an incredibly talented guy. I'm really envious of his talent. He's great, and it's really cool for him and me. This is his first cut as a songwriter, and you know, to have somebody like Miranda Lambert do it with me, I know it's exciting for me, and I'm hopeful that it's exciting for him. I think it is, and yeah, I called her and she didn't answer, which is par for the course for me and women in the past, but. I finally called her and said, look, you need to listen to this song. It's a great song. You need to do it with me. She called me about 3 minutes later. She goes, oh, my gosh, this is a great song. And I go, yeah, you ought to listen to me and Blake a little more often, maybe. So I'm thrilled to have her on that song. And then I have another duet on my album called For Some Old Redneck Reason, which is a song I wrote a while back. And one of my heroes in this industry, Charlie Daniels, is on that song with me. So I have, you know, two future Hall of Famers on this album with me is beyond cool, you know.
Is that is there a fiddle on that tune?
Yeah, he's actually playing fiddle on it as well.
Good.
So for me as a songwriter, that's my proudest moment, you know, far and away, to have a song that I wrote, to have him play fiddle and sing on is, you know, really, really special.
Justin, other artists in your industry and really in other genres of music too have paired up with people who are outside their genre and done something. Is there somebody you go, man, it'd be cool to do a duet or do a project with somebody like?
Like, are you and Jay-Z working together next year? You know, something like that.
I don't need you to.
Hell no.
Are you're anti-country? Anything that's not country, you're out?
You know what? I respect a lot of guys in different genres. I'm just not the type of guy who's going to put a hip-hop artist on a country song. And there's nothing wrong with that if people want to do it. I'm not going to do that, and I know for a fact my fans don't want to hear me do that. So
okay, well, who's another person?
I'm going to keep it country.
Who's a person in country you haven't worked with that you'd like to do something with?
Oh, man, my favorite artist of all time is Dwight Yoakam. And I would love to have the opportunity to work with him, you know, down the road, if the opportunity presents itself. To me, he's just, he's it. So.
The Off the Beaten Path Tour starts November, is that right?
Yeah, November 1st. And we did our first headlining tour early on this year, but much smaller scale. And because of the success of that, thankfully, we had the opportunity to kind of step it up a notch. And we got a guy named Randy Houser going out with us, who's had two number ones in a row. And is as hot as anybody in country music, and another guy named Josh Thompson. And I don't have two better friends in Nashville, Tennessee, and I respect them immensely as people and as artists. So it should be a lot of fun, man. I think about 60 dates or something like that.
That's
we're going
awesome.
To be in Arkansas twice. We're going to be in Fort Smith in November and Jonesboro early next year. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Speaking of the Red Wolves, we need to mention again playing tonight against Troy on national TV. So an opportunity to showcase the program, and we wish them luck tonight. We wish you luck with the new album, and look forward to a lot of folks will be in Fayetteville tomorrow night to catch the show. I, unfortunately, will be otherwise engaged.
You ain't going?
No, I can't tomorrow. I got to go out of town with the Bears. But I will see a show soon, and then you got about 6 weeks left before you start the tour, so maybe we can get out and play golf before that starts.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for being so good to me all the time.
Anytime, brother. We appreciate you. Take care.
Good luck.
A lot of folks will be there to support you tomorrow
take
night.
Care.
Thanks.